12 minutes of nonstop news starts now. Good morning. It's 5:05 with Lori Robb. I'm Frank Bonacqueste. A Deschutes River Woods resident is in custody, charged with a series of garage and break-ins on Bend's west side. The crime started early Monday morning and continued through Tuesday and involved three break-ins at three separate residences. One of the homeowners, Jim Stewart, confronted the suspect in his garage with a gun. He spoke with our news partner, News Channel 21.
And I told myself, as he was coming closer, I'll give him to the doorway if he comes any closer to come in the house, because I have a wife and two daughters and a little boy upstairs. That's it. It's over. He's going to die.
The suspect, 45-year-old Joseph Torkelson, took off before Stewart fired. A police officer familiar with the incidents saw a man matching Torkelson's description. He was then taken into custody.
Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty is hoping to take back the function of managing child support enforcement. The DA's office gave that responsibility back to the state more than 10 years ago. Flaherty says before that change, Deschutes County had an impressive record of custodial parents receiving child support payments, but that record has gone down since the Department of Justice took over. An article in the Bulletin says, on average, counties in Oregon that run the child support program receive 77 cents out of every dollar owed, and that compares to around 51 cents for counties who have delegated the child support enforcement to the state.
Students at Central Oregon Community College will be paying more starting in June. Tuesday night, the board approved a tuition increase. Going forward, students will pay $82 per credit compared to $76 right now. COCC President Jim Middleton says they're trying to fill the gap left by fewer state dollars and lower property tax revenues.
Firstly, one of the things we're very proud that we did is we held tuition flat for 3 years in a row a few years ago.
Middleton says keeping tuition level for several years means they've been forced to play catch-up recently. The higher rate goes into effect on June 25th for summer term.
1110 KBND News Time is 5:07.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 7th. From News Talk 1110 KBND.
So we got an inch of new snow up on Mount Bachelor. That means spots of ice on the Sandingham Pass and Government Camp Willamette Pass this morning. Government Camp's got no report, but just a good idea to carry your chains over the mountain passes. Be prepared for any winter driving conditions that may come up. As far as the roads and weather go, it's brought to you by American Family Insurance. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Insurance will protect it. Find out more at amfam.com or visit your local American Family Insurance agents.
1110 KBND weather.
Good morning. Showers likely this morning, then mostly cloudy skies. A possibility of a thunderstorm later on today. Look for highs of 49 degrees.
31 in Sun River, Redmond, and Bend, all at 31 degrees right now. It's 5:09. Officials say a security officer has died on the job at Oregon State Hospital in Salem. The hospital says the guard collapsed shortly after a confrontation with a patient who was displaying a behavioral problem. Officials have not confirmed how the officer died. Oregon State Police say they're not conducting a criminal investigation, and it's unlikely that charges will be filed against the patient.
A 5.9 magnitude earthquake has struck about 160 miles off the Oregon coast, but there were no reports of damage. That quake was reported at about 3:40 yesterday afternoon, west-northwest of the coastal city of Bend in Oregon. Doug Gibbons of the U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake is not related to two massive earthquakes in Indonesia yesterday. Gibbons says the earthquake was about 8 miles below the Earth's surface.
A Bend real estate agent says he's starting to see multiple offers on some properties again. Kip Lohr with Lohr Real Estate says there are a lot of distressed homes on the market right now, but not many in tip-top shape.
There is a lack of really kind of cream-of-the-crop properties right now in all of the different price ranges.
So when those homes hit the market, that's when he sees the bidding wars. KBND 1110 News Time is 5:10.